Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, from Forbes.com, a former great writer here in San Diego, baseball guru, and joining us here on the SDCCU fan hotline, Mr. Barry Bloom on Gwynn and Chris. How are you, Barry? Nice to hear your voice again, sir.
Hey, Chrissy, I'm going to need to hire you to do my intros everywhere.
Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
I wrote that out earlier this afternoon because I knew you were coming on.
I like the guru part.
The guru part, yes. Well, tell us from a guru perspective your thoughts now watching Fernando Tatis Jr. at the major league level. We certainly heard so much about him. Has he lived up to the hype so far?
I'm not sure there was that much hype. I mean, it was sort of like, let's wait and see about this kid. He's 20 years old. He seems like he has the tools, and he showed it a bit in spring training. He showed it on a limited basis in the minor leagues. You know, my experience with him up until, this year was a terrible game. He played for the Tin Cups down in Fort Wayne when I was there. A minor league game that AJ had organized about 2 years ago at the end of the season, in which he looked great. Some spring training and the Futures game last year, in which he also looked great. I mean, I was all for, and I think the last time we talked, it was in January when I wrote the column about get some more players, get Tatis to the major leagues, and the Padres should make a run at it this year because the division is kind of wide open. And, I've been for him skipping AAA and seeing what he can do in the major leagues, and it's been fun. I mean, really, with Manny and him on the left side of the infield, that might be the best left side of the infield the Padres ever had.
Barry, I don't know where you were at, but there was certainly a whole lot of hype here in San Diego as it pertained to Tatis Jr. Last year, you and I had a discussion. You had just recently wrote the article on Tatis Jr. struggling at the AA level. And as you said, you saw it a couple times. From that point when you wrote the article till now, what do you see as the biggest difference in Tatis Jr.?
Well, I mean, first of all, as you know, because you've been through it yourself, I mean, playing at AAA, AA, and translating it to the big leagues is something completely different.
That's
a different animal. So you don't know until you get to the big leagues what you're going to do. I mean, and you're seeing it with Urias so far in the two segments he's had in the major leagues where he just came up last September before he got hurt and he was struggling at the plate. This year it was even worse. He's back down in the minor leagues. So far he hasn't been able to make the transition and he can't seem to hack it. But what I liked about Tatis from the get-go was, you know, this tremendous speed he has in that minor league game. I remember him going from first to home on a base hit, and to me, I didn't clock it, but just my own mind and eye. I mean, it was the fastest guy I've seen on the bases in the major leagues or in organized balls since Deion Sanders was a kid.
Wow.
You know, that's how fast he was. And then the other day when in that eighth inning leading off on Saturday when he knocked the ball into the corner, and he instead of just playing it safe and taking the double, they're down by three runs, he'd be on second, nobody out, he just accelerated going around second base and didn't even think about it and went into third handling. You know, those are the kind of things to me that are really exciting and I think even Greeny said it when I asked him about it afterwards, that it's the kind of things you can't teach a player.
That's right.
Either you have it or you don't. And having watched his dad play, you know, he's much better than his dad.
Yeah.
And then there's a brother coming too. And I asked, you know, him about it yesterday, about Elijah, who the White Sox just signed. And it's like, yeah, he's pretty good too. So, I mean, it's a great family. You know, the grandfather played down in the Dominican, never played, you know, Major League ball. Obviously, we know about his dad and him and his brother. And, you know, it's really a fantastic baseball family, and it's fortunate that the Padres were able to tap into it.
Barry Bloom, Forbes.com, SDCCU fan hotline. How perfect of a fit has it been for Fernando Tatis Jr. to have Manny Machado standing to his right? I mean, this wasn't something we were all thinking about during the offseason until, you know, out of nowhere the Padres got into the Machado running and wound up signing him. It just seems like Tatis Jr. wants to do Manny proud. I just watch him. When he makes a throw to first base, if it's not right on the money, he always turns to Machado as if to say, sorry. And it's like Manny's kind of trying to teach him a little bit about perfection and going after that. It just seems like it's really, really working out.
Well, I, you know, let's be clear about it. If the Padres don't make that effort and spend the money and sign Manny, I don't think Tatis is in the major leagues yet today.
Very good point.
I mean, this is, you know, Manny came in, and the first day Manny came in, the first game he played out in Peoria, the first thing he said was, you have to have Tatis in the major leagues when this camp is broken. And that's from the couple of weeks he was there watching the kid play while he was getting ready to play, and then playing beside him for three or four innings in one game. He was already lobbying for him. And you know that, you know, Hosmer and Manny went to management and lobbied for, you know, Tatis to make the major leagues and, you know, let's forgo the service time issue and put the best team on the field. And so I think to a certain degree, not only does, you know, Junior owe Manny for being his tutor on the field, but he owes him for what he did for him to get him to the big leagues just to begin with. So it doesn't surprise me as a 20-year-old kid that this guy who has mentored you and gone to bat for you, that everything you want to do is you want to prove to that guy, among everything else that you're doing, that, you know, you are worthy of all that support.
Barry, we real quick, got a couple minutes left. Would you take a run at Gio Gonzalez right now if you were the Padres, based on everything you've seen so far this season and where Gio is? The Yankees obviously don't seem to need him.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing is, the reason why I said that is that, you know, the problem with the free agents, and I wrote the pitching free agents, I wrote this about Kimbrel
Keuchel?
You know, Gio and Keuchel at the end of spring training, that if they had signed the last week of spring training, it was going to be May 1st before they even got to the major leagues. Now, for Keuchel and Kimbrel, you know, they're going to be lucky if there's somebody's pickup and they're ready at the All-Star break. And they'll be a nice pickup for the second half of the season for some team. But in Gio's case, he's now had a spring training. He's been in the minor leagues working and building up.
Yeah.
He's ready to go. So he's a perfect guy for the Padres to pick up and put in the rotation.
All right. We'll let him know you said so. We'll tell him the guru from Forbes.com, Barry Bloom, said, let's do it. Barry, thanks.
What? Tell AJ to call me. I mean,
sure.
You know,
sure.
He listens to me.
And he listens to me, too. So it's fantastic. We can get whatever we need.
Thank you, Barry.
Thanks, Barry. Good talking to you.
You're welcome, guys. See ya.
All right. Barry Bloom right there. Always great on baseball. SDCCU fan hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll. That's daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.